Target and I got sunburned because it takes like 2 seconds. I forgot about sunscreen. I can organize the fuck out of something and I can't remember to put sunscreen on my gun. Self-care, maybe? Any of us? Anyway, does anyone here know what the Encyclopedia Show is?
Yeah!
Okay. For those of you who do not know, the Encyclopedia Show is based in Chicago, or it started there. Robbie Q Telfer is the person who started it. The way the show works is a whole bunch of artists from different mediums are brought in, and there's an overarching theme. So the poem I wrote, the theme was queens, and everyone was designated a queen. And you do whatever your art form is, and honor or interpret or write about or put an encyclopedia entry into or about that person, right? So I was assigned the Blood Queen, which is Elizabeth Bathory. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's creepy. She's an insane sadist. She was notorious for killing like 600 women, servant women, and she would bathe in their blood. She was really violent and crazy. So I personified her in a poem, which means that I'm going to give you creepy to start off my reading. So this is a poem or a letter from Elizabeth Bathory to her husband, Ferenc Nadasty, while he was away at war. Y'all ready?
Yes.
For some creepy ass poetry.
There you go.
I promise I'm a nice person.
Yes.
Ferenc, my love, it has been so long since we last kissed. The war you fight is as lonely as the mortar and brick our home is built of. Do not fret, dear. The table is set nightly in anticipation of your arrival. The candelabras show moonlight, each entree accompanied with minion tartare. I have taken to feeding them sweetgrass, corn, and milk fat. I found it marbles the meat, each bite a crumble of tender, succulent, sweet love. I've been without hunger, bedridden for quite some time, sleeping between chill and fever breaks. Before tonight, our bedroom floor had become a trough of skin flaps and breeding maggots. Did you know blood sours like milk as it dries? One does grow bored lying all day. In my days, I sent Fitzko to gather new girls like twigs, told him to promise food and house in exchange for their services. His crippling saunter is a fragile welcome mat. God love those foolish hopefuls. Their hunger led them to the hungry. We made a play day of it. Anna tied one to my bedpost, muffled her severed tongue with a gather of old shirt cloth, sewed her lips shut with the ribbons from her corset. In the moments between fever and sleep, I peeled back her skin in vicious chunks with my teeth. Their blades are going, dear. We lay another on the rack, whipped her chest until it split open, a too ripe melon dripping blood like nectar. Starved the castle dogs for days. You would have loved her limp smile when her chest caved in. It was a beautiful heartbreak. I know, it's creepy. It's okay. Once the dogs slept, full-bellied, mouths cat-eyed with blood, I asked Fitzko to draw me a bath filled with the blood of my ever-wincing bedmate. I grew tired of her whimper, a pounding knock in my left ear. It was driving me mad. I watched as he plucked her toenails, splashed their floating petals in healing stew. He rinsed everything but my hair in her blood, wrapped me in blankets warmed by the fire. I slept sound as a forest, woke new as daylight. These remedies are healing my hunger for you, my love. Please come home soon. The table is set and dinner is waiting. Forever your wife, love, Elizabeth.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. You're the sadist in all of us. It's okay. Hello, children. All right, I'm going to read one more poem. I actually know it by heart, but I did it on the radio today. You ever have a poem that you're totally in love with? Like you wrote it and you're like, this is my shit right now. This is my shit right now. Before I do it though, myself and other artists have merchandise for sale, so please come and buy it.
How much here? What do you got?
Mine are 10, but always negotiable. And if it's the difference between giving money to this and getting my merch, give money to this and then I'll give you my merch. just me, but whatever. Anyway, or come talk to me, email list, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Blair. Thank you, Isaac. This poem is for the youth that I work with and the people I know who are still fighting addiction to this day. The ritual began with courting a crew of my closest friends. Now, I knew they were my closest friends because they were the people I trusted with my heart, but never my money. Our catcalls were a hangdog shoulder on the north side of school. Service industry smoke breaks under dimlit awning in a rainstorm, yellow smoke tail wagging between our fingers. In this species of us, there was a hunger for a hug-like head nod of understanding in the bent crowbar of our half-cocked necks. Some call this confidence, others swagger. Most days, it was survival. When we embraced, we knew our brothers held us the way our fathers' heavy hands taught them to, could smell it in the slap-skin meat of our necks. Pretty privileged girls on a jump right away from home might call this pheromones. We understood it as love. The crew would rally everywhere together, connected at the hip, the headline, the jugular taste of uncut. With this crew, every car ride was a mission, every mission had a soundtrack. In the romance of using, we were the stars of a movie. A tap dancing cliche in a rainstorm with no chance of lightning, we were foolishly fearless and brilliant at it. During the internal negotiation, we never called addiction. Shame was a closet of hats, constantly redefining our habits' rationalization, cataloging and recataloging our histories, as if living it wasn't enough the first time. All of this is to say I've seen some things that all too often make fireside stories uncomfortable for those who were raised with much better holding. Now that I'm grown, my days are spent with young folks trying to pry their way out of the shrapnel they call home. My nights are caught somewhere between the ideas of what I can be and the disdain for where I came from. My best me exists when I am pooling in a massacre that lives between those two points. If you have ever bled sunrise and called it relief, I have compiled a list of 10 truths I want you to know that I promise I'm still trying to learn myself. 1, you are better than a story about what not to do. 2, you are living in response to your upbringing, which means your children will live in response to how you raise them. What do you most want to teach them? 3, somewhere tonight there is a woman praying for you, wishing she were your mother. She knows you might hear her differently if she were. Do not shun her prayer. Let it crowbar your liquid shoulders. We all have rusted parts. 4, be more than a patinaed lawn decoration for the wealthy. 5, some of us have to choose new places to come from. Don't worry, you will not forget what came before that. It lives in the fearful coward you fight daily. 6, in the moments you forget someone loves you, pretend somewhere across the vast blue of your compulsion there are continents of optimist hearts. 7, we humans do get what we ask for. 8, please, stop asking to be rewounded. You have branded yourself with scars that will not disappear with the skin slack of old age. 9, most days our bodies are temple wars. Honoring them wholly is as much a practice as breathing. 10, get in the habit of affirming you are holy with each breath. Brave words like loved and beautiful. Say, I am holy. My walls are that of a temple. I am sacred. Sacred does not mean pristine. I am beautiful. I am landslide and crater shake. I am human in all of the faults that build me. I am loved. Wow. If this feels wrong or foreign, that is okay. Sail on the violence of its awkward. Court it as your new addiction and breathe.